Hi, everybody. It's Psychic Dougal Frazier. I'm the queer guy with the third eye. My show is a call-in advice show that blends New Age practice with grounded advice. Call me with questions about love, relationships, career, abundance. No topic is off limits. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. It's all happening right now.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Psychic Dougal Frazier. Welcome to the show. You're listening to The Dougal Frazier Show. With me, as always, is producer partner David. Hi, David.
Hey, Doogie.
And Benny in Seattle. How are you doing?
Hello. Doing well.
Oh, my God. Okay, so we're a little tired this morning because, and of course, you have twins. You're probably going to roll your eyes.
I'm still doing okay. It's actually my girlfriend that's having problems today, so.
Well, for us, our baby, Bernie, our dog, aww. Capital Burn, crime-fighting canine. Last night was, oh my God, jumping on the
bed. Wait, did you say Bernie? That's so close to Benny.
It is close to Benny. Well, actually, we named him Bernie because we bought our house a year ago, and we got the dog about 2 weeks afterwards, and the selling agent of the house we purchased, his name was Bernie, so it was kind of an homage to
okay.
But he was on the bed, off the bed, off the bed, like all night long, and it was driving me crazy. So this morning, I need your energy. Send us good energy. Let's lift the energy. But funny we should bring up the real estate agent, because I have a story for you. So our topic this week is about little white lies and whether or not you have to be honest with every single person in your life. And my example happens to be with the broker or the agent that we were working with when we were looking for our house. And I'm really praying right now that she's not listening to the show. But here's the deal. We really got along. It was a long process. We worked with her for a year. She's a wonderful woman. She was incredibly patient with us, and it was great. And she kept saying during the process, we're going to be friends. We're going to hang out. Everything's going to be wonderful. And, you know, my intuition at the time kind of said that I didn't think that was really going to happen. But she kept saying it, and David believed it.
I really liked
her. I know. We were going to do it. So we bought the house, and it started very slowly with, I'd like to come over. And she came over once, and I get that. You know, you want to see that they've moved in. You want to see that it look what it looks like, and all that's cool. And then it was that we happened to give her a little bit of extra money, and we were supposed to get it back, but we give it back to her because she worked so hard. And it was only, you know, maybe like $1,500 or something.
Dang,
like
that's
that.
A lot of money, though.
I know, but, and she was really touched, and she kept
tough times, you know?
I know. It was our way of kind of giving back.
It was part of the commission, and she really did work hard.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so we said, you know, you can give it back, and she really kept saying, I really want to take you out to dinner. And I was like, great. So we'll all go out to dinner. But you pick the restaurant. So, you know, and that's always awkward because, you know, I don't know. Do you pick the Russian Tea Room? Do you pick Taco Bell? I don't know. So I gave her three options. I gave what I would consider to be, because she kept saying, a nice dinner.
Options are good.
Exactly. So I gave her an expensive option. Mm. I gave her a middle of the road. And then I gave a really affordable option. She didn't like any of those.
Oh, jeez.
So finally, now we're moving into like 3 months after the purchase, where now it's becoming like a chore, this get-together, mm-hmm. this thing, and something energetically feels funky about it.
Uh-oh, it's getting awkward.
Exactly. So I was like, fine, where do you want to go? So she picks a restaurant, and I was like, great, we'll do it. And as soon as we commit to a location, she says, well, I just started a new diet, so I can't eat out right now.
What?
So I'm going to have to get back to you. And I'm like, all right. So now it's kind of becoming like kind of giggly between David and I. Three more months go by. So now we're at 6 months.
Dang.
Let's get together again. Sends an email. I miss you. How come I haven't heard from you? Still want to take you out. Still want to see you. Great. When do you want to get it? What get together? How about Friday at 4? Well, now I have the flu. I'll have to get back to you. So it's like,
really?
Right. So now we're at 6 months, and this is not someone in my life that I have a deep intimacy with. This isn't someone that I'm terribly connected to.
It's a business relationship.
And why does she keep contacting us if she doesn't really want to hang out? It's just weird.
Right.
She's being nice.
She's being nice. So and she wants to keep her client, which I
guess. Yeah, that's bingo right there.
Exactly.
Wants to
keep the client. David and I let it go, and we were like, let's just let this go. This isn't that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. And thought it was kind of an unfortunate turn of events. Flash forward to then 9 months. She does the same thing again. Flash forward again to now a year. Just last week, we get an email from her saying, can't believe it's been a year because it's been a year since we've purchased the house. Would love to come over, meet the dog, see you guys. And I'm kind of like, now it's no longer about dinner, but it's just want to come over.
Yeah. Hmm.
And I said to David, I was like, I think I'm just going to ignore this email. I don't think I'm really interested in responding. And David was like, I think you should respond because she's gonna say something like, I'm sick. And I was like, no, she's not.
I have the flu that I caught from you 6 months ago.
Exactly. So I respond and I said, we'd love to have you over. Why don't you come see the house? And in like under 30 seconds, she sends an email that says, I just got the flu. I'll have to get back to you.
Wow.
So here's the question. This is my real estate agent. In the world of spirituality and you know, self-help and communication and all that good stuff, is it my responsibility to say, hello, Freaklicia, flakiness, what is going on? Do I need to say to her, you know, I've experienced some of your emails as flaky. You seem to always come up with an excuse. And now I'm not even interested in getting together, but I'm oddly feeling rejected.
Well, also, it's like she should know that if she's doing that with other people in her life, like, she's not going to have many friends. It really doesn't feel good to have someone invite you to do something and then cancel it as though you're the one who tried to make the plan. It's just very strange.
And if I don't say anything, like if she emails again and I just ignore it, don't I end up looking like the one who isn't being honest or who isn't connecting with someone? And maybe she doesn't know, just like David said, that she's a little bit flaky and she's sending out that energy. But, you know, I really pride myself on being a very honest person. I believe in real communication, you know, and there's so many different layers of that. You know, if I'm meeting a friend before a party and we're on our way there and I don't like her outfit and she says, do you like what I'm wearing? I'm certainly not going to say in that moment, you know, you shouldn't be wearing that, you look terrible. But where's the line of, I need to be honest, I need to be direct? And I actually put it, guys, if we're not friends on Facebook, you're missing out on a lot, because we talk about the show during the week before we go live, and I put it up there, you know, should I ignore or confront this person? And I don't even want to use the word confront because that sounds aggressive, but I thought it was really interesting some of the responses we got. Valeria said, you can be honest and address the issue without being rude, but still be very clear in what your expectations are and let the person know what your standards are and how to meet them if you want to continue relating. They either step up to the standard or they don't relate with you. It puts the ball in their court. And I completely agree with that. I love the idea of saying, we've tried to get together several times. You always seem to say no. I don't really know how to go about making plans with you, and now it's starting to feel awkward.
Right. No hard feelings, right. But stop doing it.
Right. But then I chicken out, and I think she's just my real estate agent. You know, it's not like my sister or my dad or my mom or, you know, someone that I really relate to or like a business person. Like, Benny, if you and I were having communication issues, we would have to sit down and be like, you know, it's affecting the flow. Let's talk it out. Do you know what I mean?
No, and we never have that problem.
No,
I'm just joking. I'm just joking. But what I think you guys are saying with your particular, I think this is how she does things, though.
Right.
Like, on how she keeps her clients, and I
here's the thing though, but okay. In the layer of the people in your life, you've got acquaintances, you've got your loved ones, mm-hmm. and the people who are really close to you. Is it my responsibility?
No.
To point, you don't think so?
No, because you might lose her. Well,
I don't care.
She may not handle
real
it
estate
well.
Agents are a dime a dozen. It's
yeah,
this
I guess
is
that's
about
true.
Energy. Because then Sean commented, and he put, "What a great topic!" And this is the one that really was like a zinger to me. He said, "Can't have peace by avoiding things." Well, Sean, who are you to talk about?
But would you really do that though? Is that your personality?
It is typically my personality.
Okay.
David knows this. It drives people crazy.
Then go for
it. I'm really honest.
Do
but
it.
With this scenario, because I spend my life being honest with everyone, mm-hmm. this felt like too much.
You're
right. It's like, come on now. You know, what am I going to say to the grocery store clerk? Like, sometimes I find your lack of eye contact to be a real issue with your intimacy. And
yeah.
if you and I are going to connect when I'm at this grocery mm-hmm. store, I'm going to mm-hmm. need you to look me in the face.
Right, but that's a stranger also.
Right.
I mean, I think this happens in all different parts of life, you know? Like, we have friends who, you know, go on blind dates or a few dates, and then the person says, I'll call you, and has no intention of calling. Should you really just say,
social
I don't
graces.
Think it's going to work?
Right.
Or say, I'm going to call you and not call?
But don't you think in this situation, if I said to her, I feel like you're calling just because you want to keep me as a client and you don't really want to get together, which is fine, but let's not pretend that we're all going to be good friends. Don't you think she'd be offended?
Yes.
I don't think she really... I think there's a part of her that believes that we're going to be friends, but, like, isn't following through with it, and that's just... It's not only making it that we aren't going to be friends and we're not going to connect, but now she's going to end up losing a client because it feels so weird. Guys, I really hope she's...
You could tactfully... Which I think you're good at, is tactfully approach that to her. Yes. Like, you know what? We've tried this a couple times. And yeah, I think you can do it. I think you can do it. Rather than just being straightforward and be like, listen here, woman.
Right. Like, it doesn't seem to be, and I could even make it like an energetic thing. Like, our, you know, I follow energy and it doesn't seem like we're going to connect. And so, you know, I really enjoy working with you, but I'll talk to you soon. I think ultimately that would be scarier, but it would probably feel better. And the truth is, you know, as you're listening, I guess I started looking at this week, you know, where are there issues or relationships or as you know, I call them contracts in my life that are kind of unresolved? You know, have I not confronted that friend who I've known forever that we haven't really seen each other, and it's kind of, we're no longer close. Do you sit down and actually say that? Can you have friendship breakups? Can you break up with your real estate agent? I just had a business deal recently that didn't work out, and I'm shocked that they like never called me to say like it was fun, we tried it, in the corporate world, you just don't communicate on that level. So actually, I guess there's my answer. If I'm looking for truth in a business situation, maybe she's looking for it on some unconscious level. Guys, it's tough. All right, so we're going to be taking your calls all hour here. Our number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. We're also going to be talking this hour. We are going to be doing a coaching contest where you can send in a list of issues or areas of your life that you are trying to fix and trying to change, and you might get selected for a free coaching package from moi. It's a $575 value. We're going to have you come on the show, give us quick updates as to how it's going on to help inspire other people to move forward. If you've got a question about being honest with someone in your life, or you just want to tune in and kind of be part of the confirmation or conversation, go to transformationtalkradio.com. You can click the instant feedback button, submit your question, and I might read it live on the air. Or guys, call me. Let's do readings. Let's give out advice. My number is 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Dougal Fraser. This is The Dougal Fraser Show.
Katya here from Urban Wellness, your local herb shop, with your herbal tip of the week. Slippery elm and marshmallow root. Some simple, effective help for acid reflux or inflammation anywhere in the gastrointestinal tract. Slippery elm bark or marshmallow root can be taken in powder form, shaken up with water or juice, or prepared as a tea to provide soothing and healing relief. Thanks for tuning in to my herbal tip of the week. Come see us at 103 Lake Street South in Kirkland, Washington, or online at urbanwellness.net.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center, 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Fraser is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, The Dougal Fraser Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's The Dougal Fraser Show.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
My friends know what's in store.
Hi, everybody. This is Psychic Dougal Frazier. We have a very special caller, the Oprah to my Dr. Phil. Dr. Pat wants to weigh in on my issues with boundaries and whether or not I have to confront everyone from my real estate agent to my florist. Dr. Pat, are you with us?
Oh, this is so great. I love this conversation.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Do you love that I call you the Oprah to my Dr. Phil?
I love that. look, this is really an important conversation, and I'm so glad you brought it up, because people globally have, let's just say, they don't have either the courage or the tools to really say what really hurts them.
Yeah.
And so consequently, you can be in a relationship for 10 years, and finally at some point in time, your partner turns to you and says, remember that time in 1992 when you said this to me?
It changed everything.
They know what you're wearing.
Right.
They remember the haircut you had, and you're looking at them and saying, are you for real?
Right.
So here's all I want to add. I don't want to take up a lot of time. I know people are trying to call in the show. What if you were simply to tell, and I'm assuming it's a her, tell her how you feel, not about her, because you know here's the paradox. It's never about you, Dougal. And
right,
it's always
I statements. Yeah, exactly.
But it's never about you, and it's always about you.
Right.
So it's really kind of tricky. So all you need to be able to say is something like, "Hey, Jolene. You know, I have so valued our time together, but I have to tell you, my heart really hurts, and this is why."
Yeah. And I agree with you totally, especially when you give the comparison of the romantic relationship or, you know, I agree with you with that, because I pride myself on doing that. And actually, Mary in Boston had said, maybe this is my issues with boundaries, which I think she might be right, because I really try to communicate as much as possible. But like in this situation, we have no energy dynamic beyond just the business exchange. Is it still worth, are you saying, Dr. Pat, that you feel like it's still worth my energy and lesson to do that even with her?
Yeah. Can I tell you why?
Yeah.
Because you're talking about her. And here's the deal. There is energy around this.
Right, or else it wouldn't be sitting with me.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Pat, I feel like I should lie down and start paying you by the hour.
Yeah. But this is your way to freedom.
Yeah, no,
you
I think
see,
you're right.
Even though she's not your mother, your father, you know, whoever it is, there are people that are in our lives that really get a hold on us. And who the heck knows why?
Absolutely. You're right. It's a sliver of being able to step up to the plate and do it. And the truth is, I think I also know that the more people support, you know, that I should say something, the fact that I feel that little anxiety means I should go for it. And you got to practice what you preach.
I'm telling you. And it's really simple. It's like, you know, Jolene, I love what you've done for us.
Right.
And, you know, this has been such an interesting journey together, but this is where my heart hurts. And because my heart hurts, I really think this is a good point in time for us to part.
Right. I don't think we're going to move forward.
That's it.
Yeah.
You don't even have to say that. Oh, my God.
I love it.
Like, my heart hurts. This is, you know, this is case the rock. This is like, you know, instead of saying, you know what? Do not stand me up anymore. This is just another one.
I love it. I think you're totally right. Cancel the Paxil. I'm on it. I'm going to be honest, and I'll update everybody next week.
Thank you, Dougal.
Thanks,
great
Dr.
Show.
Pat. I'll talk to you soon. Hey, guys, don't forget, you can always go to transformationtalkradio.com, click instant feedback, and join in the conversation. Just like Dr. Pat, we have a caller ready for us. Lynn, are you Lynn in Chicago?
Yeah, hi. Hi, Dougal.
Hey, Lynn, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Looking forward to talking to you.
So do you have any issues in your life with expressing your truth?
Expressing my truth? I'm pretty truthful.
Are you? Good. Well, what's going on in your life? What can I focus on for you?
Well, I'm in a 7-year relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say most of the time I'm like back and forth, you know, in and out in my head in this relationship. And I very much love my girlfriend. You know, we live together. When it's good, there's really no other place I want to be.
Yeah, but here's the issue. As soon as you start focusing on the relationship, and I can feel you kind of rationalizing it mentally, you feel very stuck in your mental body. The word that comes to my mind is I feel bound to the relationship, which worries me a little bit. When you're bound to something, that is not a passionate expression. And I also, when I focus on your partner, I see a very big swing in emotions. When you talk, there's a strong sense of balance. I can see orange when I focus on you. Orange is the color of balance and perception. It's someone who's very good at juggling things. They can multitask. When I focus on your partner or the counterpart to the romantic relationship, she feels like she swings. When she's on, she's gung-ho. The energy's really, really high. When she's off, it's extremely cold, and it's like she completely goes away. And that can feel kind of hard to you, correct?
Oh, you are so on. That's where I was going with it.
Well, the difficult part,
like,
too,
this duality is to her.
Yeah, and you pride yourself on that balance. It means a lot to you to be even and to be focused. And when she needs to go away and retreat, that feels like a little bit of a rejection to you. Which,
yes.
Lynn, let's just be honest. You and I are identical. I do the exact same thing. And my partner, David, who's on the air, he gets more quiet. He wants to go think about it and have his moment alone. And I'm like, but we should talk about it for hours upon hours.
Yes.
But the truth
is... And what
is
wrong with that?
Exactly. The truth is, what I'm worried about here is I'm not feeling a sense of passion. When you talk about it, all of your upper chakras, everything from the neck and above, gets all activated. Processing, thinking, processing. But I'm not feeling it down in my core and the heart center, and that worries me. So here's what I need you to do. I need you to check in and see how much of this relationship are we staying in the emotional body and how much of this relationship are we staying in the mental body. If we're staying on the mental body too much, that feels more like a friendship to me. That's when you dissect things, you share things about each other's lives, you learn, you grow. Sometimes you pop into the emotional body. But a romantic relationship, a soulmate relationship, or a lifetime partner, we want to stay in the emotional body as much as possible. And that worries me a little bit. So without worrying about her dynamic and her issue, I need you, and I talk about this incessantly, to write down what it is that you need in a relationship, because you will be too focused on her needs and her energy. Every time you're feeling confused or when she retracts, you go back to your list and only focus on that. Ultimately, Lynn, unfortunately, I do think you guys are going to break up. I feel guilty saying that, but I don't think it's going to work out. But what I need you to focus on right now is what you need and not worry so much about her process. She needs to figure that out on her own. If she can join you on that excursion and on that journey, fantastic. If she can't and you're not getting what you need, you probably need to move on.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, Lynn. Well, thank you so much for the call and good luck with it. Please keep us posted.
Okay. Thank you, Dougal.
Take care, Lynn. You know, that's always difficult. I think in every relationship, people, you know, handle things differently. And I had mentioned with David and myself, you know, I want to talk about things incessantly.
And I need some more time to process.
Right.
I usually need like a day or two, to be honest, before I can really feel what's going on emotionally.
And both of those are extreme. Sometimes I want to talk about it too quickly and David wants to hold off for a middle, but the balance is coming somewhere in the middle. And that's something that we need to focus on a little bit more. I have to go to instant feedback quickly because Dan in Pasadena wrote, my wife is very insecure about her weight. I tell her that I love her all the time, but I'm concerned with her for her health. Should I be honest about this? This is like the fourth time we've gotten this question. And I think this totally echoes what we were talking about earlier about being honest. Dan, I completely agree with you. If her weight issue is getting to the point where it's not only affecting her self-esteem, but you actually think it's starting to affect their health, that's something that you really need to take a look at. I actually did this recently with someone else where I was trying to be honest with them, and it was really, really painful for me. But I actually think you should sit her down, let her know that you love her, you think she's beautiful, but you're focusing on her health. And my advice is try and do it together. Try and do something like going for a walk or exercising together would be a great way for you to connect. But terrific question. Okay, we do have a caller. We have David in Minnesota. David, you're on the air. How are you doing?
I am doing great, and what an honor to listen to you. This is the first time, and I am at awe with everything. I truly mean that.
Oh, David, you're so sweet. We'll send you a check within the week.
No need. This is the honest truth, but I'll go to it, to the question. I have been married for over 20 years. Mm-hmm. And frankly, there was no romance from the beginning. To this day, I question why I got married to this woman. Mm-hmm. I have two children. Things gotten really bad 16, 17 years ago, and I stayed in the marriage simply just for the kids, which was a mistake.
Well, I mean, I hear what you're saying. It's an honorable thing that you did. You wanted to, you know, maintain the family dynamic, and you wanted your children to have a foundation that felt solid. So I don't want you to criticize yourself for it. I think lots of people listening can probably relate to that. So I understand, but go ahead.
But recently, and I wasn't looking for anything or any extra, recently, you can say I was awakened by somebody at work that I didn't really know much about, and it's like I felt a connection to the nth degree.
Right.
And I could not do anything, and maybe you can tell me. I was told later by some of my intuitive friends that she was a past life companion. In fact, they even said could have been in several past lives. And she was sent to you only to wake you up that you need to find the love. It's time to move on. And she was not destined to be in your life.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, here's the deal, David. We're going to have to take a quick break in a second, but I love your question. So David was in a relationship for a long time that was not feeling like it was working for him. He wants to focus a little bit more on whether or not he can find love. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break so I can give a full answer here. Remember, our number is 1-800-930-2819. We're going to talk to David about whether or not he's going to find love. I'm Dougal Fraser. We'll be right back.
Have you asked your dentist about periodontal disease? 3 out of 4 adults in Seattle unknowingly suffer from this painless but progressive infection caused by bacterial plaque. If not carefully treated, these bacteria can infect your gums, deteriorating the tissue and causing tooth loss. At Pacific Northwest Periodontics and Implant Dentistry, we offer a different kind of patient experience, providing the highest level of perio care within a relaxing environment. After a thorough examination, our doctors will take the time to understand your needs, address your concerns, and review a variety of treatment options with you. Our goal is to work with you to ensure the integrity of your dental health. Don't allow periodontal disease to take your teeth. Call Pacific Northwest Periodontics at 206-575-1086 to schedule an appointment. Or to learn more about periodontics, visit us online at pnwperio.com.
Are you tired of using skincare products full of unpronounceable chemicals? Do you eat ramen by candlelight to support your expensive candle-burning habits? Well, come on down to Zenit Supplies. We have everything you need to make your own soap, candles, creams, and much more. We're open from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Come explore our store at corner of 63rd and Roosevelt, just north of the U District in Seattle. Call us at 206-525-7997. Find recipes and more at zenithsupplies.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. I want to tell you about my friend glutathione. Imagine each cell of your body as a room in a house that has a fire in the fireplace to provide heat and energy to optimize your body's functioning. Now imagine that fire getting out of control due to stress, illness, or toxins. This is when your friend glutathione is not produced fast enough to turn the heat down. I found something amazing that has transformed my health dramatically, and I've lost 20 pounds as a bonus. Action Way. Action Way is nature's perfect way of providing the 3 precursors to maintain high levels of glutathione in each cell of your body. Research has shown that Action Way has the purest ingredients to create glutathione naturally and effectively in your body to control that raging fire. Please call me at 866-831-4330 for more information on Action Way and visit seaandearth.com. That's S-E-A and Earth. .com to find out how to get your raging fire under control.
Hi, everybody. This is Psychic Dougal Fraser. You're listening to The Dougal Fraser Show. Hey, guys, if you want more information about my work, please go to www.dougalfraser.com. We were just talking to David in Minnesota, who was talking about staying in his marriage for the children, which he was kind of criticizing him for, but I think is an honorable trait, and I understand it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And after this kind of passionless or loveless relationship, he said someone at work kind of perked his interest and opened up that heart chakra and made him start feeling passionate again. And we're kind of talking about where he is in his love life. David, are you still with us?
Yes, I am. And basically, I am somewhat or 100% sure that this is the year that I'm going to be filing for divorce. And I've talked to my wife, and she has not taken it very well.
No, she has not. Well, let me tell you one thing about your wife. Your wife loves the image of perfection that she projects to the planet. She wants everybody to think that it is a happy little family and everything goes extremely well. And actually, I think your wife suffers from some depression. So when you let the cat out of the bag, when you say, hey, this is what's really going on, she's going to feel like the rug's been pulled out from underneath her. And who is she going to blame? She's going to blame you. So the difficult part, David, is I think part of your journey this lifetime is that you really want to be liked. And part of your waiting is not wanting your kids to be upset and not wanting your wife to be upset and not wanting their community to be upset. And so what you've done is you've kind of been laying low or flying under the radar for several years, and you've realized you've got no joy in your life. So what you need to do is let her know that this is what you're going to do. I would set up family counseling for all of you to go to talk about how the dynamic and the structure of the family is going to change, but the amount of love that's present is never going to change because your kids are going to have reactions. As far as finding new love for you, it's going to be about a year. You need to first connect with self-love without worrying about the kids' response or your wife's response and really figuring out who you are. So I think that person in your work that kind of sparked your interest again was just kind of like an angel showing you that you actually have passion, you actually have desire, you actually want to be with someone else, and it's a way for you to kind of focus on how you should change the current situation in order to attract something new into your life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, David. Well, I really appreciate that question. Thank you so much for calling, and let us know how it goes, okay?
I will. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Best of luck with everything. Okay, guys, again, remember, you can always go to transformationtalkradio.com and click the instant feedback button to send in a question. And I love this question. Ashley from Palm Beach. My 33-year-old sister has awful taste and dresses like a teenager. I think that she would have more success in relationship and career if she put more effort into her appearance. Can I bring this up? Ashley, I'm obsessed with you. This is such a good question. It makes me think of those like old Jenny Jones days where they'd like have a talk show.
Oh, Jenny Jones.
Jenny
I miss
Jones.
Her.
Remember Jenny
her
Jones?
Her show was the best.
It was the best. Until someone killed themselves.
I know.
She got canceled.
Was that her show?
That's totally what happened. Yeah, they brought someone on and, you know, they brought him out of the closet.
Yeah.
Like, you're gay. And he completely freaked out. Oh.
Yeah.
But anyway, she did other charming programming where she would bring people on just like Ashley's sister where they were dressing inappropriately. And a lot of times, I think people are so out of their body, they aren't aware of the fact when something doesn't look good. So here's the deal. Communication, it's all about the way that you present it. You need to sit her down and say, you know, let's go on a shopping spree. Let's pick stuff out for each other so you're doing it together. And then when she puts on something that you really like, you want to focus on why you like it and why the energy looks different. You know, I'm a self-employed person and most of my work is over the phone. So there are days when I'm working in my PJs. I mean, I forget that the way I dress and my physical appearance is kind of an energy that I'm putting out to the planet. You know, it's changing. It's attracting certain things. So I really think if you brought up like a day together, let's do a makeover day. You can call any major department store and you can set up an appointment for a personal shopper. It's free. It's totally based on what you buy. And then the stylist can come in and say, I think this would look good on you. Then it's not coming from someone from her soul group or from her core. It's an outside perspective. But I definitely think coming up with a makeover day and having another expert opinion would be a really good way to get that topic on the table. I think that's a great, great, great question. I absolutely love it. I love that we're talking all about this honesty. And of course, David and I have to face our honesty in a couple of weeks, you know, and that's when we go on family vacation and all that family stuff comes up. And so I'm kind of vowing now that I'm going to be very honest about what's going on in our life and attracting people in and all that stuff. Okay, so where are we? Guys, our number is 1-800-930-2819 if you want to call in with a call. Do we have any callers on the line right now?
We do. Let's go with... Let's take Shauna from Sammamish. Okay. She's got a love life question, and she wants to attract some love. We want to know why.
Let's do it. Hey, Shauna, this is Dougal. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Dougal?
Terrific. Tell me what's going on in your life.
Well, I haven't been in a relationship for a while, so I just want to know if there's something I'm blocking, because I keep dreaming about this one person lately, so I don't know, like, if I already know the person, or, you know, if I need to get other stuff going with me before it's going to happen. Just kind of, what am I doing wrong, or what am I doing right?
Well, the truth is all of your energy feels internal. It feels like you get a little bit stuck in your heart center. So one of the things that you need to focus on is releasing some of your current and past issues with relationships in order to move forward. I would like you to work with a process. Every morning that you get up, I want you to take a pad and paper, and I want you to empty out all of the negative thought that you think, all of the I can't, I don't, I need, all that stuff. And it doesn't have to be like, dear diary, today was, it doesn't have to be poetic and written well. It's about emptying the trash can, all the stuff that's going on in your mind, so that you can focus on new energy and change. After you list the things on paper, it only needs to take anywhere from 2 to 5 minutes. I want you to take that piece of paper, tear it up, put it in the trash, and then go on with your day. What you need to know is that you get stuck in an emotion. When you talk about that person that you're dreaming about, I actually don't think that that's a new relationship for you. I think that's just kind of part of your subconscious mind. So what I want you to do is empty the energy. I don't see much work or movement with romance for you for about 6 months, because I think you're really focusing on your current place and who you are and self-love. Once you get a hold of that, I think you're going to start attracting in a new relationship. So I would see that around the end of summer, okay?
Awesome. Yay. Not much time. That's awesome.
Well, good. I'm glad you're pleased with that. Thanks for the call, Shauna.
Thanks, Dougal. Bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Benny, who else do we have in the line?
Oh, let's go. You know, I'm still digging this whole love scene, so let's stick.
I love
with
it. Do you notice that that's what everybody calls in about?
Mm-hmm. I
that's
know.
Totally
love, exciting and new.
Let's do it.
And it's because you guys set the platform up there, you know? You and David.
That's true.
See? I got you. And, of course, I like how you introduce him as Little Doogie, you know? Like,
I know. He said that last week. He was like, I slipped with that. I was like, now everyone's
slipped?
Start calling
no, you
me
meant it. Truth be told. So Kathy's calling in from Evansville, Indiana. She has a love question about her husband, and we'll get more details. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, Kathy, tell me what's going on in your life.
I'm just wondering, my husband and I have been married about 26 years. I'm just wondering where we're headed, you know, if it's together, apart. It's like I'm ready for something different, and I think in a way he is too.
Kathy, you know sometimes he drives you crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice. So here's the deal. The minute I tune into your energy and you start talking about the relationship, you turn your back to me, which means you are over it. O-V-E-R, over it. The difficult part, though, is if I'm going to be honest with you, it feels like you are over it, but don't really have the courage or the energy to make the change. And that's something that you're going to have to figure out here. You know, to get out of a relationship that you've been in for a really long time, that's going to take really honest communication, or else you'll just repeat the pattern again. So here's what I would do. I would sit down and I would talk about what direction and what goals you two want to create in the next 5 years. Where are you going in your life? How are you going to attract passion? What do you want to do? What kind of people do you want to be? What kind of life do you want to live? If you happen to be on the same page, great. That will be like rekindling the romance and you'll start to feel connected. If you're not on the same page, you know, if he wants to live in California and you want to live in Long Island, those things are not compatible. But we can try and find somewhere in the middle to encourage each other to grow. But unfortunately, right now, you guys just feel stuck. So the first thing we need to do is have an honest conversation about where we are and then see if you can move forward. My feeling, though, is that the more you guys communicate, the more irritated you'll become and the more in your face that you'll feel it. And that might be the kind of trigger for you, or all that anger keeps building and building and building, and then you kind of have to walk away from it. But what I see right now is you guys just aren't talking at all. And you may need to say to him, you drive me crazy. And sometimes when you say you drive me crazy, it will neutralize the energy or it will get bigger. But we have to talk about it to know what its root is and how deep that root is. But right now, I just feel like you are over it. Sit down, have the conversation, and see what comes up for that. Okay, Kathy?
Yeah, I just feel like I'm alone.
I know. And here's the thing. Even just saying that, I feel like I'm alone, that's going to bring the topic to the table and it's going to give you guys something to work on. But right now, it just feels like you're in your corner and there's no communication, and that's a real problem. Thank you so much for the call, Kathy. I really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Hey, guys, don't forget, you can always join us on Facebook. We talk about the topic every week before the show, and then you might get selected. We might read your opinions on the air, which is always very exciting. Also, we are starting a new contest. It is the coaching contest, a coaching package contest. What we want you to do is email us at, what's the email address again?
It's coaching...
coachingcontest@dougalfrazier.com. And what we want you to do is send in what's going on in your life. Is there something that you are looking to change? Is there something that you're looking to create? Maybe it's a new business. Maybe it's a relationship issue. Maybe you want a new relationship. But we're going to be giving away a free series of coaching. It's a 5-week-long package where you and I will meet every week to target your goals, focus on your ideas, but we really want to hear what your story is and why you think you deserve this free package. It's a cost of $575. We will meet alone every week over the telephone to set your goals and talk about the energy patterns in your life and why you're not achieving your hopes and your dreams. So send all of your inquiries into coachingcontest@dougalfrazier.com. You can go to Facebook today. I'm at Dougal Fraser, and I'll put a link up on there. But tell us what you're working on. Tell me what your dreams are. Tell me why you think you deserve it, and you might get selected, which is totally exciting. If you want to find out more information about my work, you can go to www.dougalfrazer.com. That's DougalFraser.com. Guys, we're going to take a quick break here. You're listening to The Dougal Fraser Show. I'm Dougal Fraser, and we'll be right back. Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world, like I'm the only one that you'll ever love, like I'm the only one who knows your heart, only girl in the world, like
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of The Dr. Pat Show. Radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye. One of the country's most popular psychics joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Discover the ancient art of herbal medicine today. Herbs can help our bodies respond better to the modern world's stress and toxicity, as well as nourishing and strengthening. Using organic herbs from around the world, the skilled herbalists at Urban Wellness help you choose the herbs best suited for your body. See what herbs can do for your life and health by visiting our downtown Kirkland location, or check out our offerings and informative classes online at urbanwellness.net. That's H-E-R-B-A-N wellness.net.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com. Want you to make me feel like I'm the only girl in the world, like I'm the only one that...
Guys, I do feel like I'm the only girl in the world right now. This is Dougal Fraser. You're listening to The Dougal Fraser Show. We're having so much fun all hour. And next week, special announcement, Colette Baron-Reed is going to be with us all hour. How exciting. So it's going to be like tag team psychic readings. We're both going to tune into you. We're going to be talking about her amazing book, The Map, which I absolutely love. She's going to be here all hour. So you can go to the website or you can go on Facebook and you can submit your questions. If it's a good question, we might pick you early to guarantee that you get a reading with Colette and myself, but it's going to be really fun. Another thing, our good friend Annie was the co-executive producer of a new show on the Oprah Winfrey Network called Addicted to Food. And you know, I mean, I cry at The Biggest Loser like a child. I love Fat and 15. I mean, any show with weight issues, I am there. So it's premiering tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central. But it's called Addicted to Food on the Oprah Winfrey Network. And it's following, what was her name? Tenny is the therapist
yes.
who was also on Ruby, another show that I adore. And you're really going to like it. So I totally think you should tune in. And okay, again, coaching contest, guys. Go to coachingcontest@dougalfraser.com. Submit what blockages, what you're trying to achieve in your life, and you may get selected to get a free coaching package, a 5-week series where we will talk about how we can change things and attract all the things in your life that you're looking for. So, okay, you know, gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis. I've got to talk about something that's a little bit lighthearted. And we've got Valerie. For those of you that haven't heard Valerie before, she is the one that answers your calls. And she's also our trash TV diva. And
she loves that. She perked right up.
She's the only boy. Because I asked Benny, and he's like, no, you know, my babies, and, you know, we watch, you know, all classical music.
Hey, wait a minute. When they go to bed, man, I kind of turn a little bit.
That's
come
true.
On
you
now.
Gave me some Snooki love.
Thank you.
Did you hear that Snooki got paid more than Toni Morrison?
32 G's versus 32 or 30 Toni for the other like Morrison. Nobel Peace Prize winner author. It's like,
right.
That's crazy.
Keep in mind, Toni Morrison's book always point out that I
right.
have a GED because
yeah.
it's very difficult to get.
Well, write it until the show bucks you. I mean,
exactly.
really.
But
seriously.
I thought that was fascinating that she got more money.
Right?
So, Valerie, how are you?
I'm great. Good morning, Dougal.
Good morning. So, let's dish Dancing with the Stars. Did you see Kirstie Alley? She fell.
She did fall. I even rewound it and watched it again because I didn't know what happened.
Thank goodness for TiVo.
So, wait, but are you the kind of person that when something happens on a show like that, you kind of like totally love that it was a negative moment? Like, did you relish in it?
Yeah, because it's so unexpected. You know, I love live television. I love it. It's so unexpected. And, I like Kirstie so much. And then when I saw her go down, I thought, oh, my goodness, what's going to happen next?
Well, of course, the first thing I went to is, why did it happen to the big girl? Because I felt badly that it had to be her. Like, it's him. He was, I don't know what dance it was, but he's, like, bending backwards, and she's kind of coming onto...
it was a tough maneuver.
Herself. Exactly. And then they fell, and it looks like he can't support her weight, but I don't think that's it. That's not it. It looked, and then afterwards, he kind of got like a cramp in his leg. Mm. But I have to admit, the conspiracy theory person
I
in me thought,
too.
Are they doing this just to get sympathy votes? Because in the end, she had a higher vote this week. And guys, I've been on Dancing with the Stars. I had a very small thing, so I know what goes on behind the scenes. You know,
wasn't the whole Bristol Palin kind of the same thing?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, with those Robotron calls and all that
right?
stuff. Right? Oh, my heart went out. So, Valerie, what else are you watching? What else are you obsessed with?
Well, I'm really excited about Real Housewives coming on this Thursday of New York.
Oh,
I'm so
right.
excited.
Start
I can't
this,
wait. I'm
I
counting
didn't
know down it
the started days.
This week. Yes.
Yeah. Is that your favorite one of all of them?
Oh, it's my favorite. Well, yeah. I have to give props to Orange County because they're my first.
Right.
They were the
course.
First.
Right, exactly.
But when New York came along, I love all of them. I love Bethany, but she's not on there anymore. So I watched Bethany last night also. Bethany
yeah,
Pepper
she's got
after.
Her. I don't mm-hmm. like her.
Not
I mean,
as much.
It's good. I thought the first season was kind of better, but I don't know. I feel like once you get comfortable with the franchise and how it works, it
mm-hmm.
starts to feel like a little bit more contrived and
right.
a little bit more set up.
I agree nothing's, with you on that.
That's why Beverly Hills was so good, because nothing's better with the first group of people who have no idea what the reaction is going to be and what it's going to look like. It's so like honest and it's so vulnerable. Oh, I love it.
Do you watch... American Idol?
You know, I haven't been watching American Idol as much this year. We started in the beginning with some of the auditions, and I was surprised that I liked J-Lo and Steven Tyler.
And get your country on?
Yeah, I didn't think that I was going to. But the show that you know that I'm obsessed with is Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh my God, it's so good.
Are you watching it, Valerie?
Oh, I've seen every episode of The Apprentice, period. Every episode. I have not missed one episode in my life.
This is the first season we've watched in like years.
Yeah, this is the first season.
Oh.
And I'm shocked how much money they raised last week. It was like near $1 million.
That was amazing. Trump, he signed a check to them, so it would be actually $1 million that she raised.
Yeah, but you know what I love about it'll bounce. Well, that's the funny part. Did you watch Benny? Because so he steps up to the plate and they're getting calls like 99,000, 25,000, 400,000. And then Donald Trump says, I'll give 14,000 to make it a million. Guys, I can guarantee that that's not even a tenth of what he gets per episode for that show.
Right.
Like, Trump, if you're going to step up to the plate, let's give like a real number that's actually going to change.
And what about Meatloaf's big meltdown? That was insane.
Talk
that
about
was...
communication. Issues.
Right. That was crazy. I don't know what happened there. I do not know what happened. What happened there, Dougal? What happened?
Well, so energetically, I mean, I get it. I love me some Gary Busey, and he is crazy.
Totally.
He's totally crazy.
Picture next to the word in the dictionary. There's his face.
But this is kind of a good example of what we were talking about earlier. I don't think anyone has confronted Gary in the moment. Like, you are crazy and on the loco train, and we need to sit down and talk about this. Or kick him off. Guys, you could nominate him to be kicked off. Mm-hmm. And then that moment that Meatloaf threatened, said that he stole stuff from him, I at first was on his side because he was so adamant about it. And you stole. And then when they found that bag with his stuff in the corner and he was wrong, it was so embarrassing. So I think that's a good example of someone who wasn't honest in the beginning and then missed out on their opportunity. And in the end, kind of looks foolish. Do you know what I mean? Like, he could have said it, he could have confronted it, but it built up and it built up and it built up, and then he completely exploded. And in the end, Gary looked like the calm one.
Yeah, he really did.
Which is shocking. Mm-hmm. He got, like, all Dances with Wolves and was like, you know, I'm completely fine with this, and energy is equilibrium, neurotic, Roger. When he makes his little saying.
Well, John Rich told him, stand out in the hall, Gary.
Right.
And don't come back inside until I defuse the situation.
You need
a
timeout. He had a timeout.
Gary Busey wanders back in like unattached. Because
he's an adult.
Didn't know
he's like,
what's going
on.
Right.
Like,
he just
someone moved his food
back
bowl.
In. Like, where do I go next? I'm thinking, what is going on? But I do have to say, with this cast of this is not my favorite Celebrity Apprentice because
really, I think this might be one of the better ones.
Leaks and her quips about Star Jones
you
under
just
her breath.
You just took the words out of my mouth. I have to say, NeNe Leakes is one of the funniest people
NeNe
I have
hilarious.
Ever seen. Yay,
oh my God, guys. How do we feel about trying to get NeNe on the show? If we all put our energy together and we send out, you know, because a lot of people, you know, we'll have spiritual mentors on the show, but we need to go a little gossip.
NeNe is hilarious. Calling Star Jones out.
I love it.
Star Jones said, how do I get the pain off my hands? And NeNe Leakes says, girl, you go over to the sink and put some water on your hands.
I absolutely love it. And you know, Star Jones, nobody ever calls her out.
Mm-mm.
Like, she's completely shocked about it. Not
right.
even Ms. Walters. Never happened that way. Actually, and then Star was on Joy Behar's show the other night. She was on the HLN show because she has that new book out, Satan's Sisters.
Yeah.
I wonder what that's about.
Yeah.
And it's all the, I think it's a fictional kind of account of what went on behind The View. Oh, I love all this drama. It's fantastic. Well, hey, Valerie, thanks for keeping us updated on the... I think we should do this on a regular basis. I think Valerie should come in and give us our reality TV trash talk down.
Trash.
And we'll just have a moment where we totally connect with it. Valerie, up for it?
Yes, Dougal. Thanks
love
for inviting
it.
Me on
of
today.
Of course. My pleasure. Guys, so when you talk to Valerie, when you're waiting on hold for me to come live, you can always talk about Trash TV because she's there for you completely. So, okay, next week, let's repeat again. We are going to have on Colette Baron-Reed. She's the author of The Map. Actually, if you've read The Map and you have any questions, go to dougalfraser.com, www.dougallfraser.com, and submit your questions, and we might select you to be on the air. I'm also going to be talking about an event that I'm going to be doing in June with Colette and some other people. I'm calling it Psychic Palooza. You can come spend the weekend with us, and it's going to be really, really fun. And again, coaching contest. I need to. That's a tongue twister.
Coaching contest at DougalFraser.com.
Thank you, Dave.
That's the email.
Right. And so what I want you to do is pick something in your life. You know, typically I give away a free package to someone. Last month I was working with a gentleman who was having trouble following through with things. He had never really completed something in his life. And in the 5 weeks, he got his real estate license. He's had interviews. And we pointed out the blockages that are holding him back from becoming an adult, becoming a whole rounded, unified individual. And together we set goals so that he can achieve his desire. So what is an area in your life that you would like to change? This is a $575 value. We're going to work for 5 weeks together. You're going to come in and join us on the air where you can check in and tell us how it's going. So I do want you to feel comfortable with talking about your life. But please send in your emails to coachingcontest@dougalfraser.com and you might get selected and win something very, very exciting. Guys, as always, every hour I try to tell you the issues that I'm having in my life, what you're having in yours. So apparently I have to confront my real estate agent in the next week, and I'm going to fill you
good
in on
for you,
all
Dougal.
The I'm going to do it.
Do
so
it,
go
Dougal.
To Facebook,
round
go
of
to my website.
Here.
Exactly. Give me some advice.
Do it.
Tell me I can do it. Guys, remember, it's always Tuesdays at 10. I'm going to be here taking your calls next week with Colette Baron-Reed. It's going to be a ton of fun. Benny, I'm going to start ending soon. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. All right.
Like
let's
we
do
did last
yeah.
time.
Mm-hmm. No, you're good.
So remember, what areas in your life do you need to be truthful about? You can always follow your heart and express yourself because that's going to get you where you need to be. It's been great all hour. I'm Dougal Fraser. I will see you next week.